Like, maybe it's just that involved. Okay. Boop, boop. Don't forget to make sure that all your wireless devices and your messaging systems...
What'd you do with my ball noise thing?
Your what noise?
He moved it. I just got that. My ball noise device.
Got you good.
My ball sacks.
So tonight on the Futile Podcast, Seth decided...
Don't throw me under the bus.
Throw you under the bus? I'm not throwing you under the bus.
It was a communal decision.
I had nothing to do with this. I fought it tooth and nail. I saw a post on Facebook today about it and the thing, and I thought it was a joke. Why on earth did we watch this?
It was a joke, but he played it out.
I'm like 16 years older than the demographic for this movie.
I was waiting for... We're 16 years older than most demographics.
That's not true. We should be watching Bridge of Spies and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's actually for older people, I think, too.
Oh, older than us? So yeah. What's our demographic? Just the Expendables?
Well, pretty much.
Oh. All you guys had to say was you didn't want to watch it. I was just bluffing.
You a $12.99 bluff?
It was $2.99.
Yeah, I trolled you about that.
Oh. You got trolled.
You know what a troll is?
Apparently not.
Have you guys seen Troll Hunter?
I haven't seen Troll Hunter yet. I
had it on the queue for a long time. It's actually, it's pretty good, but it is subtitled, so like you have to be in the mood to watch a subtitled movie.
I watch everything on subtitles.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then I guess it won't be any different for you. I think you might have fun with it. I don't know. It's not like...
I watch porn on subtitles.
That sounds very...
Really?
Yeah. In brackets, it shows moaning a lot. It says moaning.
Wait. Like...
I'm just joking.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know how to put
I don't know what you can or can't do after this unfriended situation here. Like, what you can put on, you can make the... The volume of your Elliott Smith songs always be on all the time and everything else?
It's Facebook Ghost the movie.
Facebook Ghost the movie. It's, let's see. Isn't it I Know What You Did Last Summer, the remake, kind of? I never saw that. Is that the same thing where the high school kids kill their friend and then... Or make their friend kill themselves?
The reason I wanted to watch it was because I thought that they were going to... Like blackmail people into putting their hands in blenders, but they actually possessed.
That's how they sold the movie.
No, they didn't. It was a horror movie. It was a teen horror movie.
Yeah, but they made it look
and it was in the vernacular. It was in the parlance of our times.
You should have spoke up before we watched it.
You guys have talked about this trailer so much in these glowing, legendary terms for like a year now.
And every time we did, you always like, you know, I heard that was actually pretty good.
It got good reviews, but I never wanted to see it.
How did
My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic gets good reviews.
No, people talk about the quality writing in that. I don't know anything about it. There's like a weird culture. That's a different thing. That's neither here nor there. But are you fucking kidding me that this movie, Unfriended, got good reviews by like
the reputable source? It was clever.
It's not clever.
And it was one shot of a computer screen the whole movie until the very end.
Sure,
and
that's not clever.
That's the kind of thing. Well, it's clever because everyone probably who writes movie reviews actually wants to be a screenwriter, and that's the kind of crap that sells for big money.
Well, maybe it sells.
It's clever. It's cheap.
It's not clever, though. Stop saying it's clever.
It's not clever.
It what would be clever really, is if it was what Seth and I thought it was.
Blackmail? Blackmailing people to put their hands in blenders? That's not clever.
No. Why it would be interesting? Because people are so detached from like the real world and their credibility on everything else would be like, oh no, if I lose my credibility on Facebook, that's even worse than not having a hand. Like, that would be real social commentary. No, instead of just this...
That's very heavy-handed. Ham-handed, even.
Better... It's more clever. Yeah, yeah. It's more clever than...
No, this was Facebook Ghost. No, Facebook Ghost is pretty clever because it pipes into what kids want these days, which is more Scooby-Doo-type stuff. In everything. Their horror films.
Scooby-Doo has mystery.
There's no mystery in Scooby-Doo. It's very obvious. They generally only have... So, outside of the main gang, right?
Uh-huh.
There's generally one other character...
He's gnarly.
Oh my gosh. The one other character turns out to be the ghost every time. That's Scooby-Doo.
Well, yeah, but... So you're saying because there was one other character that turned out to be the ghost and that was that?
Yeah, the only other character was the ghost.
And it was clever.
The presentation is clever. All on screen, you see all their faces. Yada, yada, yada. That's it.
My gosh. I don't think that would be the term I would use. I would say that it's, I guess, novel.
There you go. Novel.
But even that, I mean, is it? Is it the first, like, all computer one? Like, have you seen some of these found footage movies? You seen, like, The Dirties and stuff?
What's The Dirties?
That's the one that's about the kid, the two kids that are going to do the school shooting.
Yeah.
That one was clever. One of them becomes
serious about it.
And the other one kind of loses his interest in it.
Never have I ever ate 8 sandwiches in one sitting.
Eight sandwiches? Yeah. What kind of sandwiches are you talking about?
Any sandwich.
Any sandwich.
You mean like a sandwich that's like a roll with two bites?
Do it.
Yeah, I've probably eaten, like, in, I don't know about a sitting, probably like when you're like at an event.
Ask him the one about the course about of like 4 hours. Page with his phone in it.
That's public record.
Because of him. Uh-huh. If there was ever going to be some murderous Facebook revenge thing, it would be you against your brother.
I don't know though, man.
Yeah, but then you like made it 100 like posts.
Because it was funny. I just applauded it. It's like somebody, it's like me in the front row of the Colosseum as like a lion is eating a Christian. And I'm like, yeah.
Right. So who do you really go after? The emperor that feeds the Christian the lion, or the bread and circus mouth breathers that...
Who am I going after?
Justify. No,
who do you?
Yeah, who do I go after?
Well, you wouldn't in that case because you were the Christian who got eaten by the lion, which is Seth.
Ah. Okay, so I think this metaphor has gotten mixed.
Did you delete that?
No.
Thank you.
No, because that would mean he was a coward, and he wanted to show you that he's a bigger man than you. So not only did he leave it on there, but he talked about it, and he answered the comments about it. He got so manly about it, then he's like, yeah, I shit my pants, no big deal.
What do you want?
It's not a big deal. Everyone does it. I did it. Yeah, and then I washed my phone in the laundry accidentally.
That's exactly what started this movie.
That is. It is. It's about a girl who crapped her pants. That's what this movie is about.
But she didn't even mess up her cell phone, probably.
And the crapping of her pants made her kill herself.
Right.
And then she decided to stalk and murder the 5 people involved.
Whereas Ian just didn't ask me anything about it.
So you know what, though? Reddit. I'll say this. That was the world they wanted.
It's true.
That was the world they wanted. So this was kind of an Ian Morrill movie.
Apparently.
Yeah, except for you haven't died yet, and I haven't died yet.
There will be blood.
I still can't see two of the Adam guy. Did he do anything that was directly bad to the
Well,
character?
She the ghost implied that he had a great deal to do with the... He might have taken the video or something like that. But you saw in the shadows. I knew it was Blair who took it the whole time, because you saw in the shadow of her, you could see long girl hair on the thing. But the ghost kept saying, I think she was just giving Blair ample opportunity.
Right.
I think that the hook was, it was all on Blair.
If she would have said something in the beginning.
Yes, and she just kept letting her other friends get killed because she didn't want to admit it.
Ooh.
You know, that sort of thing.
Hardcore, yeah. That is clever, actually. There you go. I changed my opinion. 4 out of 5. No.
Facebook ghost of the movie.
Facebook ghost of the
then
movie.
Then she had Mitch posted.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Creepy.
Yeah, it was...
Mitchie, please.
Mitchie, please, Mitchie. Why are you doing this to me?
Mitch, please.
Mitchie's like, I'm not doing anything. He kept getting up and leaving the screen.
Wow.
How many stars, Ian?
This stalled. No. We just talked for like 5 minutes.
I know.
No, that was longer than that.
That was pretty good for this movie. Well,
I like when... She tells Mitch that her dalliance with Adam meant nothing because it lasted 1 second. Adam's like, fuck you.
He's all mad.
No, but how they kept like saying, like, we were drunk, and he's like, it was my birthday. Yeah, and then later on, it's like...
We tried it again. He touched my lady parts, but it didn't do anything. I promise.
Oh, my God.
It's basic high school stuff, right?
This happened
to you guys in high school.
This happens to everybody in high school.
No?
Everybody. No, I don't know.
You're the only one of us who finished high school, so you would know.
I am the only one that finished high school.
But you did so in like a wheelchair or a gurney, though, right?
Partially, no. There was no gurneys. There was a trapeze.
They wheeled you into class on one of those gyroscope things. Your interaction, and they would spin you around in the middle of history and stuff like that.
That would be the
AP history.
I would be like, whoa. No, I mean, I was back...
Seth was already running a Fortune 500 company by the age of 16.
Yeah, and I was back
Fortune 1000.
Oh, okay.
Not there yet.
Not quite as good. Not quite as good. and I was busily masturbating in my parents' house.
Wait, you said fortune like, 1,000?
All the rooms.
Everywhere.
I would run from room to room just spreading my seed.
You're like Pacino in Devil's Advocate.
Did you run every room?
No.
Yeah, God. It sounded almost like admiration in his voice.
Wow. Awesome. Oh, yeah, it's like a checklist.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Time to hit the attic.
Wait, but I don't understand, and this is probably just because I don't understand.
Okay, are you going to ask me a question about my masturbation?
No, I'm
going to
ask Seth a question about so it's fortune 500, but then the lesser thing is fortune 1,000?
Yeah. Top 500 or top 1,000?
Oh, top 500 or top 1,000.
What was so hard about that?
Okay. I thought that might be what it was.
Okay.
So
did you see the thing when Trump claimed he had multiple Fortune 500 companies, and then they fact-checked it, and they were like, he's never had a single Fortune 500 company. Everything he says is just like an like, I don't know who feeds him his information, but it's all wrong. Or if he's just making it up off the top of his head because he thinks it's probably true.
Probably making it up.
Do you think he's ever been unfriended?
Everybody's been unfriended.
I've been unfriended.
I've been unfriended.
Do you know when it happened?
I just look at my count.
Yeah. Every once in a while, my count seems lower. I've noticed. Some of my best friends have actually, like one day I went to go like message them and it was like, you are no longer friends with this person. And I'm like, what the
Your
hell?
Your best? Well, then, yeah. That seems kind
of. And then
I'll
text them. They'll be like, what's up? And they're like, I just got rid of my Facebook or something like that.
And you know, give me shit for it when I get rid of people that
you
I haven't talked to.
You do it for weird philosophical reasons, okay? You don't do them for...
Oh, and theirs is not a weird philosophical...
They're not you.
Oh, okay.
You could possess their computers and make like, gray out the unfriended button.
Yeah.
One day you're going to come to this house and Ian's going to be reading all this like technological possession books. Like, he's going to have...
He'd be like Shocker.
And jumps out on his floor.
Mitch Pileggi.
Shocker.
With Mitch Pileggi, I would be down. I just got into the Skinner episodes of The X-Files. I'm presenting.
Are
we
going to get back to
Leprechaun?
Or
oh my gosh. You're the one who made us skip a Leprechaun. We've been watching the last 2 weeks already.
We didn't
already.
Skip it. We just took a break from it.
I think.
Seth says that.
We should skip every time he comes up with a movie, or you do, we're like, you know what, guys? We really ought to watch Beastmaster. Or something like that. Like, we skip the movie we should have watched instead, and then it's off the books forever. That's penance.
No penance. That's not how it works here. This isn't how
a feudal podcast works.
Come on, this isn't the feudal podcast I signed up for. There was nothing. Oh my god!
All the shots of the insides of people's bedrooms.
I was almost in a good mood, thinking I had forgotten about watching Unfriended.
I keep trying to steer it back to the thing, the task at hand, which is Unfriended.
Right. This is the task at hand. Yes, you are kind of playing my role tonight.
What are we trying to figure out here?
Being hostly.
Well, we need to figure out how to drag this out so we can talk about Unfriended a little bit more before we rate it, because we can't just talk for 5 minutes about it and then start talking about Donald Trump and shit and then give it like, and then give it like 2 stars each or 1 star each or whatever.
You're gonna go 2.
Yeah, I'll go 2 easily. Yeah.
2.5?
Easily.
I think I'll give it a 3, actually.
Whoa. Yeah. You were whining and crying.
I was whining and crying because it's not the type of movie we do on this podcast.
What do you mean type of movie?
The type. We have a type of movie. Utter, horrific horse shit.
It was never. It wasn't always that way.
Yes.
No.
Well, it didn't used to be, but we watched all the good movies that existed.
No, we didn't.
We did.
No, we didn't.
And then we started.
No, we never talked about.
You and I signed a deal with the devil.
No, it was
when
no
we started
deals.
Watching the Sedaris films a few years ago, we signed a deal with the devil.
This was unknown to me.
We've
but
done
I,
nothing
I
but
found
watch
those.
Tr-
I found
trashy
those.
Garbage since then. And then afterwards, we're like, oh man, that movie sucks so bad. 4 stars. Like in every episode of this podcast. And ever since then, every once in a while, you're trying
left.
To bring it back. He's trying
left.
To watch critically acclaimed horror films like Unfriended. And you want to watch Beastmaster and shit? This is just this
you
is
keep saying
this is devolving.
This sounds like what you
I'd
want
love to
watch.
Beastmaster.
Oh, guess what's on? What I do have queued up at some point.
Well, let's hear it. Is it Leprechaun 3? No. Okay.
Raw Deal. The unseen A.D. Schwarzenegger.
Raw Deal.
Yeah.
I was thinking Red Heat because
no.
I have it.
No,
Raw maybe. Deal. I've been looking for it for years.
It's on like Hulu or something.
Yeah, let's watch Raw Deal next time.
Are you real? You
yeah.
Down?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't tell anymore.
No. Yeah, what's it about? 85. It's a Schwarzenegger. It's an original Schwarzenegger. It's one of his first couple.
Schwarzenegger.
Is Tom Arnold in it?
I'll give you the premise without like ruining anything.
Please don't ruin it.
Schwarzenegger. I won't.
Don't spoil Raw Deal for me, please.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen
he's
Raw
never
Deal.
Seen
it's,
I think
it's,
there's a dump truck in it. That's all I know.
There might be. Yeah. There's a motorcycle chase like on.
Is there
a bunch
is
of
there
logs.
Guns?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's a pretty good one, as I remember, right?
I think it's one of the worst receive of the early Schwarzeneggers.
I mean, it's lesser known probably.
Don't we have like 68 Seagal movies to finish, too?
No. We have a lot of... No, you keep pretending like there aren't a lot more Seagals that exist.
I'm sure there are more that exist. I mean, we've got the good ones still. We've got Under Siege, Under Siege 2.
I'm guessing most of them have to do with him regretting his rough past and the bad things.
Explaining it to people in a really condescending fashion.
To certain folks. Uh-huh. And now folks? And then he's going to redeem himself by killing some other folks for a hooker something.
Wasn't he kind of feeling like redemptive in that one with the 6-0? With Ving Rhames in the 6-0? Wasn't that also kind of the upshot of that?
No. Was that... No, that was the one where... Yeah. He was...
At the end,
he was like a mob boss.
Yeah, in Nolans,
something like that.
And then Ving Rhames was like another mob boss.
The 6-0 is like Bloods. Why would they be in New Orleans?
Maybe they're expanding their franchise.
Maybe, yeah.
The franchise idea.
There's Bloods up here. They sell
coke. Maybe they went into Shark Tank and got a franchise.
Yeah, Cubans like.
Listen to this, guys. I'm gonna give you a pitch. You can't say no to.
What's the valuation on the Bloods?
They got to be worth a few mil. And that's worth a couple mil right there just to expand.
Mm. Good point.
My premise of a skit where they do that on Shark Tank is worth a couple mil by itself.
That's pretty good.
Can you imagine this? So Kanye, when he claimed... Oh, Kanye West, by the way. Sorry. When he claimed he was personally... Not personally, but...
spiritually.
Corporatively broke... asked Mark Zuckerberg on Twitter for $1 billion investment for his ideas. What if Zuckerberg, after having backed out of the public eye and claimed that all his money is going toward charities, was like, okay, well, like, what kind of...
He's calling blood.
Like, actually just been like, that's a good idea. And then, like, he takes $1 billion that he was going to give to, like, the Boys and Girls Club of Anaheim or something, and instead gives it to Kanye West, and he's like, I made a car that can fly and suck my dick at the same time. Like, he just invents crazy stuff. Meanwhile, there's kids dying in the streets of Anaheim.
I think it would be a more whimsical world for those who
do. Why
do
you try to ruin everything I create?
No, I'm sorry. That whole idea sounds really miserable, though.
I think it would be funny.
It would be funny. It
would be funny for a little while.
It would be whimsical and funny.
And then the ghost of the dead kids would tread on friends.
Yes, they would.
I keep trying to bring this back.
Yeah, so you gave it a 3.
I'll give it a 3 out of 5 for the cleverness, the novelty.
Uh-huh. Is that a chiquois?
And because it almost showed nudity.
The cab staff?
Every time I get unfriended, I always like randomly friend request like at least 5 more people.
Just what? To try to boost your numbers back just up. Ego boost.
Just juicing your stats?
Juicing your stats. Because nothing shows what kind of a person you are than a list that shows that you have like 7,000 Facebook friends.
I have like 87 and like at least 20 of my own.
I have way too many. I've said yes to a lot of them because they're actually family, like cousins and stuff like that. I have a lot of cousins. And I've never spoken to any of them. I don't know their names in most cases, but I know that they're my cousins. And so I get a lot of... But Facebook is really just...
it's kind of pretty
it's just
rotten.
It's just ads and stuff. Yeah. And it's people like, hey, here's a meme. And then I want you to play this game where you're a magician. And I want you to do this and that. And it's like almost nothing. And then everything else is people angrily... Here's the thing I don't understand.
It's about to collapse. It's about to collapse.
You keep saying that. It's not true.
No. But it's gotten so useless. Like, really, what could
it you... It was never useful.
No, but it was kind of like you could keep...
It was always just the water cooler, and that's what it still is.
Partially, but there was, like, snippets of... So you talk about, like, a strange cousin or something. You could, like, oh, look, that so-and-so had a baby, and there's a picture of it. Okay, great, fine. And you see that once, and you don't have to see that ever again.
How?
But it isn't even that now because it's so many, it's more ads than anything
How much
else.
Responsibility do you guys feel personally for telling people you know your political stances? How important are your political stances to you?
Do you mean to other people?
To you. How important are your political stances to you that you would force them on others? Are they or are they not? Not force them, but foist them upon.
I rarely mention, I put those David Angelo.
You put those, and those are very... vague. Like, he's obviously conservative, but he's...
They're extremely specific.
They're very specific. Yeah. They're very specific. But they're not like, you know, specific to a really particular political party. They're just specific about a financial idea or an economic idea.
Right, yeah. It's more idea-based and it's more, like, cultural-based.
Everyone I know who isn't posting just memes and junk, and sometimes jokes, is writing these long tomes about Bernie Sanders or Trump or Cruz, this person, that person. And my issue is, has anyone ever changed anyone's opinion in the history of the world?
You can change about my opinion about the word library.
How's that?
What are you going to do when I'm not around? I don't know. You're going to have a rough time.
Are you talking about that stupid Facebook post you did? I thought I got this petition going up off the ground. You weren't going to do this anymore.
How many people signed
the
up
petition?
For that?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm counting likes and comments, which is like 13 so far. But in terms of views, there's hundreds.
Yeah, but you know what? In a weird way, the views don't count because there are people seeing it, aware of it, and then they're
and
not.
And they reject.
They're
it.
Not like
your comedy. Old manslayer is falling apart.
It's been falling apart the whole time I've had it.
It's tattered and torn.
That's fine.
But
wear it to the store sometimes.
Has anyone ever been like angrily railing on an idea, and then the people who they are haranguing are like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. And then they've joined them to help harangue the masses about Bernie Sanders or something like that. Has that ever happened in the history of the world?
I don't think that's yet what it is. I think that a lot of that stuff, and
they're going for the undecided.
No, there's maybe, an element of that. Yeah. There's an element of that. There's an element of like the awareness or whatever.
The agnostics.
But it's also a sort of communal thing too, where it's like the echo chamber wants to feel like it, you want to feel like you're part of a community.
I just unfriend them if they.
You want to feel like you're part of a community, so you actually. People were like, yeah, and hooray. It's the same thing with like posting a picture of your fucking dog or something. And then other dog people are like, yay, dogs, hooray. Or like a picture of your kid. And it's like, oh, your kid's so cute, you adorable. So,
or posting a podcast but unfriended on Facebook.
It's the exact same thing.
It was like, oh, cute, unfriended podcast.
They're like, unfriend.
They go immediately to unfriend you after you post the unfriended.
I'm only
going to
post it on the
thing that has seven people who look at it.
No, the thing that... That you got about unfriending me or whatever.
I don't get it.
The unfollow. The petition.
You're just going to post it on that?
That'll work, right?
No.
It's super meta.
It's so meta. It's the new meta.
Never, ever.
I'm going to give it a 3.
I can't believe you could honestly give that a 3.
I'm going...
Who's entertaining us?
Oh.
I'm going 2.5.
There you go. Oh.
I might have to give this...
Don't be the low number.
I think I'm the low number here. One, like, I mean, like...
The low number has to kill himself.
That's true.
No.
You're about to take that vase and smash it over your head.
For no reason. Yeah. I gotta give this, like, 1.5.
Because the not lack of cleverness?
The lack of cleverness.
I gotta say,
the lack of diversity.
There wasn't a lot of diversity. And you know what? Fresno? It's full of Hispanics. Couldn't they have had one?
You could have made the fat kid Hispanic. Yeah.
I don't know how to interpret that, but sure. Yeah. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Seth.
You could have the one who ate all the fried chicken be a black guy, too, you know? Oh. I don't know. How about that?
And the one drinking the red wine could have been Italian.
I think he was. Have you guys ever heard the racist epithet "garlic nose"?
Never in my entire life.
So me and the guys I work with joke around and call each other all the time now because Micah. So the Reverend who Obama supposedly went to his church,
Reverend Wright.
Yeah,
that guy.
He said a bunch of wacky stuff about this person, that person. At one point, he called the Italians miserable garlic nosed bastards or something like that. And Micah was telling us that was a racist term because he heard it on like Michael Medved or something like that. And we were like, all of us were like, I have never heard that term in my life. I have never once. And I am a connoisseur. I'm a racist slur enthusiast, you know? Like I collect them. I have a binder full of racist slurs.
An entomologist.
A binder full of women.
I have a binder full of women as well. I'd never heard of it. Never once in my life. So... And you guys haven't either, I guess.
Nope.
So I'm not
it also
really
doesn't
sure.
make any sense.
I think
it makes no sense.
I mean, a lot of racist slurs don't make any sense.
Most
of
them don't. Like, I mean, it sounds like, because it points at like a body part, like you think that would, but like garlic doesn't
It's a food thing. They use garlic on a bunch of food.
Yeah,
but guess
so
what?
You smell
so
like garlic?
Like 50% of the cultures around the world, they use heavily garlic.
Garlic's awesome.
Garlic's awesome. It's in Thai food. It's in most Asian food. Like it's in everything.
So Reverend Wright was wrong in this case.
That's so bad. Did you do that on purpose?
What?
He doesn't know his own script. He doesn't even know he did it.
I'm unfriending you right now on my phone.
Uh-oh. Where's that vase?
Oh, never mind. It's too hard. How do you do it?
I don't know.
You've done it. You call. Call the Conqueror.
Oh, my God. It takes a second. I don't know how to do it on
the phone.
You just
go to their page and you go to unfriend.
You don't go to their page, dummy. You go to your own page.
No.
And you go to your own list of friends. No, it's not the hard way.
You make it such an ordeal. He has to set aside a whole night for calling because it takes so long for him.
Look what he's talking. He's talking about going to an individual person.
He
likes some candles. I'm talking about... I got rid of like 250.
He drinks a little Chianti.
I called 200...
He drinks blood, probably.
I called 250.
You sacrifice goats, too?
You just go click. You check.
You can do that. You can do that.
And then you hit like, okay... As opposed to going an individual one at a time.
But you know what? The way he does it is more personal. The way he does it is more personal. Yeah. You go to an individual's page.
That's a little more disturbing then, isn't
you,
it?
You sit there, you play a little...
you can look at their picture and be like...
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Oh, you're
your
like,
player.
You're like, oh, look, who is this?
You think
this
about
is like,
the times
oh, this is
you
my
shared.
Friend. This is my friend from college. His ex-boyfriend. Okay, yeah, I don't know why I'm still... Like, you know, having... Like, yeah, that's...
Because he might bang him one day.
No. That's no, not how not, any of these work. That's not how any of this works.
The only reason I'm friends with any of the guys on Facebook I am is because maybe I might bang them one day.
Might bang
them? I don't yet. I mean, who's...
Let's switch sides.
Who's to say? Yeah. Who's to say?
Switch. I'm not judging.
I'm the Mickey Mantle of the sexuality game. I hit from both sides of the plate, and I'm equally good at either stance.
And you're on your second liver?
I haven't received... I wonder whose liver he got, because it didn't work for very long.
Was he an Elky?
Yeah, he had a liver transplant. He died like 5 years later.
Drinking?
Yeah, he was a hard drinker.
Was he drinking like while he was playing?
He might have been. I know Babe Ruth did. Babe Ruth died young, not surprisingly, but I don't think it was anything specific. He just like died in his sleep or something. I could be totally wrong about that. But Mantle was like, yeah, he had like cirrhosis or something. The thing just died on him, and so they had to give him another one. And I think he kept drinking after that. He was like, I got this new one. Might as well use it.
No, yeah.
Put it to use. What good is an organ if you don't? But, Babe Ruth was like, he would like leave the clubhouse in the middle of innings and stuff and go get a beer. He would drink a bunch of beer and eat a bunch of hot dogs before games. He was chasing women all around. He'd stay up all night.
It's crazy.
Playing Tetris, stuff like that.
Just on his TI-85.
On his TI-85 playing Tetris.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that was...
That was Unfriended.
That was Unfriended.
You're welcome. I asked you guys if you didn't want to watch it, and you're like, no.
Here's the first I heard of this. Last night or something, I didn't even check it because I was busy or I was asleep. I fell asleep like 8:30 last night. And this morning I'm working and I take a break and I look at my thing and it says, you guys ready for Unfriended? And I'm like, what the hell? I think I literally answered, what the hell? Oh, I think I said that. Unfriended? Where did this come from?
Eek.
Is this because I made us watch that Miley Cyrus undercover cop movie?
That was good.
That was
terrible. No. So
I'll watch it again.
So Unfor True or whatever the hell it was.
I don't know what it was.
Amazeballs.
It was pretty Amazeballs.
That was good though. I enjoyed that movie. There was nothing.
But if Miley Cyrus said "suck my dick" in that movie,
I can see her saying that. Sounds like a real boss move, and she's a boss.
Does anyone would say people are bosses anymore? That kind of disappeared, huh?
I say it all the time.
Things change. You say it all the time, but things change. I mean, people say different stuff, you know, over time.
What do people say now?
The times they are changing.
People are done calling everything epic, though, right?
No.
That hasn't stopped.
No. You know what's really refreshing? I'd like to bring something up. This is actually very satisfying,
and it's relevant to the Unfriended cultural thing.
Kind of. Okay. So Gawker Media.
Oh, with the Hollywood Hulk Hogan
yes.
thing?
So as a failed journalism, I never wanted to go into journalism. I keep saying this like it's actually relevant to me, but it's not. But I couldn't have gone into journalism if I wanted to because it doesn't exist in the form it used to anymore. It's now just untrained bloggers who can't write. Those are journalists, and those are people who are quote-unquote breaking news. And, you know, they just work out of cubicles in a little thing, and they're all millennials, right? The ones who are old enough to not be millennials are running the companies, and they never had any journalistic training. They probably never even had, didn't even come from money. Like these are just like relatively at a point, it was cheap and easy to make a startup.
Right.
You didn't have to do much except for have WordPress, and then you could blog stuff and yada yada yada. And now it was unprecedented, but these things that have turned into media. Magnates, Gawker is huge. It owns tons of websites. Tons and tons of websites. It's not just Gawker. It's an umbrella.
What the hell is Gawker anyway? Like, what does it actually amount to? Is it just a site for people post videos?
And it owns like Jezebel and all that stuff. It's not just that. It's like news type stuff, but it's like, you know, celebrity things and this and that.
So it's all celebrity gossip news garbage. It's not like
actual... I don't know. Look it up. Right? I've never gone.
I don't know.
Why would I know?
I don't either.
But they, you know, so the unprecedented thing was, people have leaked. Anonymous people have leaked private videos of people online.
Right.
And that's been happening since the advent of, you know, high-speed internet. And this was the first case where a known corporation, or LLC, or whatever they are, I don't even know if they are an LLC, were the first to publish a private video of something, which, you know, he was rightly railed for because, you know, it was all racist and junk. But... They stuck it to him. They stuck it to him real hard. Real hard. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The jury did. Mm-hmm. The judge did. It was a bad case. They weren't, for whatever reason, the video itself was made inadmissible because that wasn't the point of the trial. The point of the trial was that they published this without any sort of whatever.
Right.
And he got like, well, so the thing was like $110 million. And then they awarded an additional $25 or something like that for punitive damages. Which I'm pretty sure that the 110 was punitive damages, right? Like, isn't that what literally it was? Like,
I read something on AV Club, but I don't think it was that high.
I mean, he's obviously not going to get that. There's going to be appeals, yada yada, and there will probably be a settlement for significantly less. But the point was, they lost.
Now you having studied journalism,
yeah,
you probably actually do have a halfway decent understanding of where the legality of things.
No, like, none whatsoever.
Like, so you don't have any idea about, like, no. What are the two that always get used the wrong way? Which one's lies, slander. Lies, and slander?
There, and there?
Yeah, there, and there.
That's about all I know.
It's libel and slander. And,
yeah,
and
one of them is spoken and one of them is written.
Right. So in the new media verse...
I don't think either of those apply to libel or slander. It was just...
Right, so the idea is...
Illegal publication of private...
So not like you don't have the intellectual property of this, or
I don't know
because
I'm not smart
because it does start to
I got a journalism degree because I'm lazy.
It starts to enter a strangely problematic sphere of First Amendment versus, you know, like, so if you had a video of some terrorist doing something horrible, the terrorist could sue you in Guantanamo Bay or something.
The First Amendment thing gets waved around. It's this term that doesn't mean what everyone thinks it does. It's actually just protecting people from the government censoring.
Right.
It's nothing about what people are and aren't allowed to say in public or whatever like that. It's just about the government's ability to censor what is said or whatever like that. So, I don't know.
I guess the idea is that if they can demonstrate that through content that they did not have permission.
Anyway, my point is,
I think it's about generating revenue. I think that's where you get screwed. If you made money off something that somebody else didn't give you permission,
page clicks and stuff like that, it creates ad revenue. That's probably where their case stands. Making money off of something they were not allowed to publish that they did, and it probably generated a lot. Like, who does not want to see Hulk Hogan's bare ass going up and down inside a chick on a video? No, right?
It's unappealing.
Who doesn't want to see that? He's like 62 years old. I want to see it. I'm going to look it up right now as soon as this podcast is done. Oh. As soon as I'm done unfriending you, I'm going to look up the Hulk Hogan sex tape. I'm going to go home and I'm going to sit in my jacuzzi bath.
Nice.
Drink a little seltzer water. Maybe eat some broccoli.
Pizza pockets?
I don't eat carbs.
You don't eat carbs still?
Yeah.
Moral.
It's like no bread, no pasta.
Yeah. Well, you know, I say that I don't, but I do all the time.
What about rice?
You just make a point to try not to
sometimes. If I'm eating sushi, I'll eat rice.
What if you're eating not sushi?
I'm not smart enough to make rice. It takes like some sort of ability or something.
Or a
like
rice cooker.
You gotta like boil stuff and then you like turn it off.
What about
and
crackers? You eat crackers?
Not generally, no.
Crackers aren't that great.
What about crackers?
Uncle Crackers. Yeah.
I eat those. You got me there. Crack us.
Yeah.
With a Z.
So wait. So what was the upshot of this thing? It was just.
I like it when internet journalists get their comeuppance.
I like it when
millennials get their comeuppance. And I know everyone's crapping on millennials, and it's not fair because everyone craps on every
new and upcoming generation. Right, yeah. And they have been for a long time, and it's always not fair, and they always prove themselves differently. But there's something I hate about the millennials. Something I hate about them. You know what I'm saying?
Are we millennials?
No.
No. We're way older.
What's a millennial?
Like, you'd have to have been born in, like, 90, 96 or something.
Something stupid like that, yeah. It's, like, up to 25 years old.
What are we?
Like
that.
We're
post-Generation X, which is...
Generation Y kind of...
Generation X was, like, being born up until 1977, and then the one after that was something between generation. I don't know. Unremarkable.
Yeah.
Some unremarkable...
We're Generation X?
We're Generation Pepsi, I think.
Yeah.
Pepsi generation. That's not bad. No. Pepsi should send us all, like, a check, a stipend every
day. Yeah, they should. Yeah. We're upholding their good name.
Yeah.
We're the reason why... Diet Pepsi is their flagship brand and not regular Pepsi.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. That with Coke, too.